Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers still at work, not in all functions that they're accustomed to, perhaps, during these strange days. Michael Garland is here to chat about what they're up to. Hi there.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you keeping?
Well, not too bad. You're looking wonderful today.
I have that old face for radio thing. Yep.
There you go. No, actually, as you alluded to, Oceanside Community Safety is still busy, and maybe not to the degree that you see of the other folks I'd like to mention right now, like our first responders, our medical folks, those in retail that are making sure there's food on the shelf and medicine for us, those that are transporting freight, even the people that you don't see at administration at the City of Parksville, Town of Qualicum Beach, and the RDN that are looking after emergency services and making sure that, you know what, some parts of our life continue as normal.
Yep, hear, hear.
So again, for us, we are still wanting to get the message out about the enforcement campaign going on with the RCMP. So distracted driving, there may be less people out there. That doesn't give you free rein to drive not paying attention to the road. And the same thing with occupant restraints. So even though Oceanside Community Safety, unfortunately, will not be able to help with the child car seat clinic next month at Island Health, we do want to make sure that people are ensuring that their children are safely secure in the vehicle if you do have to go out. And those of us that are more mature, hey, you still need to wear your seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. So you're out there checking for that.
The RCMP are still checking for that. And again, even though Oceanside Community Safety is not, quote-unquote, officially in the public eye right now, our volunteers who are trained are going to be out there and keeping an eye out because we remain ears and eyes for the RCMP. So if we see something out there that's out of the normal or perhaps that's endangering others, by all means, we'll make sure we get that call in.
Good to know. You know, yesterday I wish I had one of those little revolving lights I could slap on the top of my car. I wanted to chase after a guy so bad, but I...
Well, that's the problem with being ears and eyes. We don't do the enforcement. We leave that to the professionals, Dave, because, yes, they've already got the light. But, yes, I certainly echo your frustration sometimes when you look at people and you shake your head and said, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best you can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. What else is going on you want to talk about?
Well, actually, one of our programs that runs basically 7 days a week, all weeks of the year, is our Keeping in Touch program. And that's where we use technology from the last century. And you're probably familiar with it. Instantaneous voice recognition in real time.
What?
The telephone.
Oh, yes.
We use the telephone to check on people who may be living independently. So if you have not had anyone that is reaching out and checking on you on a daily basis, by all means, why don't you give us a quick email at Keeping in Touch, or as we use, KIT, K-I-T, at OceansideCSV.org. We'd love to be able. We have operators standing by that will be willing to check on you on a daily basis to make sure that you're doing well, and just a friendly voice from one of your neighbors that really care about how you're doing.
Cool. Now, just to be clear, that email address, is it KIT at, or is it Keeping in Touch at?
Oh, no, it was done by a guy, and so it's KIT, K-I-T.
Okay, now we know.
You know how I work, Dave. It's got to be very simple, otherwise I just forget it.
Simple is good. All right, next.
And to that very vein, our Block Watch program is staying very active. We're continuing to send out updates to our Block Watch captains and co-captains, reminding them to check on their neighbors, also sending out information. Unfortunately, the bad guys aren't really taking a break. They're not observing all of the great tips that you were giving out about physical distancing. So it's important that the Block Watch folks, again, if you see something that doesn't look right, by all means, crime in progress, always dial 911. If you're not too sure, please phone the non-emergency number, 250-248-6111. After hours, hit extension 7, and you'll get someone that will be able to respond to your inquiry. So for Block Watch folks, they are still very active in the community, and as part of that as well, with our partnership with the Oceanside RCMP, we will continue to be able to offer crime reports. So every Monday on our website at OceansideCSV.org, we'll have the latest and the greatest, and even some of the not-so-greatest things that are happening in our community over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
To that very effect, we want to make sure also people Remember, bad guys aren't taking a break. Remember to use your 9 p.m. routine. 9 p.m. routine means make sure your vehicle's secured at 9 o'clock at night. Make sure your yard is secured. Bad guys don't go walking around with ladders and crowbars under their coats. Don't give them any tools to basically take advantage of your property. Make sure your windows and all your lights are turned on at 9 o'clock. So get into the habit of the 9 p.m. routine and stay safe.
Very good. Another fine round of messages from Michael Garland on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. I'm assuming you're done. Am I right?
You got it. Okay. But thank you so much to the beach for being there as well, because you are one of those frontline people that gets the information out, and we really do rely upon you to keep us all safe and to keep us in the know. So thank you to you for coming in and doing what you do, Dave.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful to be here. Michael, good to talk to you. Stay safe.
Thank you very much, Dave.